Hi there. My name is Selma, and you're listening to my podcast, Talk Together. Thank you for stopping by. This is my first episode. I'm really just trying this out for fun, just seeing how it goes. I don't expect anyone to listen. But I think I'm mostly doing this so that it feels like I have someone to talk to. And I don't know, my thoughts won't get scrambled in my head and make me crazy. Wow, that's so weird. I just had like deja vu or something about a dream I had. Something like that. Well, really, I'm only 14 years old, and a lot of people think, well, teenagers don't have anything to stress about, right? No bills, no work. All they have to do is go to school, come back, do their homework, go back to sleep, and repeat. Well, it's more than that, I think, as a 14-year-old, it's a lot more. I feel like our parents think that it's all the same as it was when they were the same age as us about 20 to 30 years ago. But it's definitely very different, and I think a lot of people can agree. First of all, we have to deal with things like social media and different platforms online, different people online. There's so many things that we need to keep up with, or else we're not the same, we're not treated the same. It's not like we are forced to get into social media, and I understand how a lot of parents want to keep their kids from social media because they think it's what's best. But I think social media is a good way to get us out there, even though it can bring some harm and it's a little dangerous. I agree. But I think it's up to our parents to choose if they trust us enough or not. And it's really up to us and our decisions. Let's see, school. That's also very different. We have to deal with different types of bullying there were back when our parents were still kids like us. It's just everything feels more dangerous. And as a girl, I guess, it's just there's a lot of standards that I have to meet, at least in my school. There's so many boys and girls, I guess, that expect so much of me. And I'm gonna get into like the popular people, you know? I think we can all agree that there's always that clique, or clique, I don't know how to say it, that makes us feel pressured, I guess. Makes us feel down. And I'm not saying that all popular people are rude or mean as like all the movies or books show. But they really are sometimes intimidating. They make us feel like, wow, they're so up to standard and they're like perfect. They have everything that we would ever want, right? People love them. They have like 700 followers on Instagram and I only have 300, which I had to work for. And they're not even earned. Like, those people probably, like, they have 700 followers because all those people like them. But I have 300 followers because I just, like, add a bunch of people hoping they would add me back or follow me back, I guess. Same for Snapchat. Like, your Snap score has to be this certain amount of high so that you can fit in or things like that. Also, we're going to move again real quick into Snapchat. That is such a hassle to keep up with. As a girl, you get hit on a lot on Snapchat. And it's very scary, I guess. It's a very fun app, I think, because that's where I keep up with my friends, that's where I talk to them. Literally nowhere else. I just mostly contact people on Snapchat. I don't post that often on my story, but when I do, it's just fun little things, very harmless. I watch people's stories, talk to people, you know, some people still do like YOLOs and stuff. But then there's like some people, some guys who add you off, like quick add. And every time, it's always the same conversation. It's, hey, hi, what are you doing? Nothing much, what about you? Nothing, what do you look like? And then you have to show them a picture of what you look like. And they're like, they either say like, cool, or oh, you're cute, or you're hot, or mamas, or babe. Some stupid compliment that isn't even a compliment. And then they don't even show us what they look like. And the next thing they say, do you send? Or nudes? Question mark. And then when we say no, they get so angry. Like, do you think getting angry at me is going to make me feel pressured into sending you pictures that I do not want to send? Well, they're wrong. It's just always the same conversation with boys, no matter the age. And I've never even had a normal conversation with a boy my age on Snap or Instagram, for that matter. Like, of course, I want a boyfriend and I want some love and affection, but it's not. I don't get the kind that I want to receive. You know, calling me hot isn't what makes my heart flutter. Why can't you call me beautiful, gorgeous? Why could you tell me that my personality is beautiful instead of my body? I just don't understand. But, moving on again, so that we can talk about, like, a lot of different things. And then maybe you guys can tell me what you like the most, what you can talk about next time. Let's talk about this quarantine that we're in. It's currently April 29th, I think. And I've been in quarantine for more than a month, I think. This all started when my spring break started. So it's been like a month and 2 weeks, maybe. And, I'm just getting kind of worried that this is not going to end as fast as we think it is. And it makes me sad, I guess. I don't know. There's a lot of people who are saying, oh, I love this quarantine. I don't get to go to school. I don't have to go out and socialize. I can just stay in my bed all day and play on my phone. Well, I agree. This is, I think, good for us. Good for us teenagers to have a break from the real world. We're just kind of stuck in the house all day and we get to realize what is it that we really like to do, what we really want to say to people that we haven't seen in a long time. And like, now that we're in this quarantine, all I want to do is go out. All I want to do is go back to school to see my friends. But I just think it's so crazy that I cannot go outside without a mask, or else people could die because of it. Isn't that crazy? Also, this quarantine has been going on for so long, and where I live, it's, quarantine is supposed to be over. Well, not over, but, like, stores are gonna reopen, and, we're allowed to go out again this Friday, and today is Wednesday, yeah. So I don't know how to feel about that, because I feel like we should have some more time for the disease to go away, because no one wants a corona. This is serious. Also, this ruined a lot of people's school years. It ruined schedules. And a lot of things that were planned, we cannot do them anymore. Like, the poor seniors. Like, that's horrible. I can't imagine what they're going through. Like, they spent 12 years in school. And last 3 months that are supposed to be the best 3 months of all those 12 years, they're gone. They can't experience those 3 months of graduation, prom, all the good stuff, all the parties. It's just really not fair to them. And yeah, they complain a lot, and I understand it. But I also want to complain. I know I'm in 8th grade, but I also got robbed from my graduation too. My middle school graduation. I didn't get to have one of those clapouts that everyone does. I didn't get to have ripped paper from the textbooks thrown at me as confetti, because that's what we do. No awards ceremony. I won't get recognized for any of the achievements that I accomplished. I won't get to say goodbye to any of the good friends that I made that would have to move to a different school, for all I know. And just 4 months now, I have to go off to high school without any preparation because I do not get to go to the high school tours because of Corona. And it's really crazy. I'm just really scared that this quarantine is gonna last a lot longer than we thought it was, and it's gonna ruin my first year of high school. And that is something I'm totally against. I will not get robbed of my first year of high school. I've dreamed about that day since I was a little girl. Since I was 5 years old. Is high school like in the movies, in the books? I just wanted to have an experience. High school is so different than middle school or elementary school. It's really preparing for your future. It's what matters. You really have to focus on your studies, you know? But aside from that, there's also a bunch of parties, a bunch of new people you can meet, a bunch more opportunities. And everything just seems so much better. Even though I know that there's going to be a lot of hard work, a lot of mental breakdowns, a lot of stress because of, you know, it's high school and obviously we are preparing for our future and college and becoming an adult. And I'm only 14 right now, but that's really only 4 years before I am a legal adult. This online school sucks. We're really not learning anything. I know all of you listening, if you are, you can agree that nobody is learning anything on these online classes. Right now, I'm in a group chat on Snap. A bunch of different girls. We're just talking about, I know we're talking, we're just giving each other the answers. Like, has anyone done pre-AP, on-level, history, or blah blah, whatever. And then we just kind of give each other the answers. There are some people that take advantage of that, but usually I do all my work the Sunday before the week starts. I do most of it, all I can, and then on Monday, I'm usually left with math because that is the hardest thing for me to do, and I admit that is something I will not do the next 4 weeks, and I'm just waiting for people to give me the answers. And also I'm left with orchestra, which is just taking a small video. But I usually leave that to like Friday because I don't really feel like it. But like imagine starting a school year online school. Like, is that not crazy to any of you guys? Like, imagine meeting your teachers online. Having to learn something online, that's just kind of crazy because most of us have been in school for all our life, and we learned to learn a certain way of how our teachers taught us, how we've been taught back from pre-K all the way to fifth grade. I don't want this quarantine to last any longer than it has to, and there are some really inconsiderate people just going out and like, there's people protesting about lifting the what's it called? Quarantine. Like, why are you so selfish? I've never heard anything more selfish in my entire life. Like, how could you say that? How could you protest against our quarantine? It's not like we want to do it. It's not like I want to stay home and just literally lay in my bed all day. I don't want to do that. I want to go out too. I want to go pick up some ice cream. I want to go have a walk in the park with my friends, but I cannot. But I'm not going to complain endlessly about it like the protesters, because I understand that it's for my own good and for the people around me. There have been more than 20,000 deaths in my country, and that is a lot of people. And I feel like there's not enough people doing something about it when we should. Because this is going to ruin our lives if we let it. And a lot of people are letting it. So, there's my talk on this quarantine coronavirus thing. I really hope all of you are staying safe. I can't wait till this ends. I hope we just, like, when everything is over, and we're just gonna get up in bed one day, and we're gonna be like, that was a really long nightmare. It felt so real. But we can just go on with our day and our life like nothing happened. And I can't wait for that day. It's like there's so much stress on everybody. And we just really all want it to go away. Okay, now that's that over, what should we talk about next? Okay, let's talk about boys. Why not? Well, my love life right now, so you guys can know, if I ever talk to you, some drama. This is my love life. Yeah, I'm single. I have been single for the last 4 years. Almost 5 years. Like, literally, my last relationship was in fourth grade, and that doesn't even count. That's not even real. We don't even know what dating even means back in fourth grade. We're just kind of doing what everyone else is doing. But yeah, once I broke up with him, I just never dated anyone. Okay, well, I've had people ask me out, but I say no because I feel like now I'm old. I'm older, and I realize what I want is not just someone to date. I want a relationship that is, I don't know, I just feel like it's so silly for me to say that I want to date someone that I'm going to marry when I'm only 14, almost 15 years old. But it's not crazy. My whole life, I've always wanted to meet the guy who I would marry, who would have my kids. And I don't want to date anyone who is not that person. And even though I probably will end up dating someone who's going to hurt me and throw me away, I guess it's worth it so that I can find who it is that really deserves my love. I know a lot of people feel like that too. Maybe some of y'all have, like, crushes right now, and you can't see them because of the quarantine. I cannot tell you how much that sucks. I have a friend. Her name is Megan. And just, like, 1 month before the quarantine started, she started dating her crush. His name is Charlie. And they were so cute. She had his hoodie, and they went to church together, and they held hands. And people called him a simp, but he didn't care. He still kept going out with her, and they had such a good relationship for the first few weeks of, you know, that they were dating. But then, they got robbed of the last 2 months of what they could be dating. Because this guy, Charlie, has to go to another school because of an academy that he's going to. And it's about 20 minutes away. Doesn't mean he's moving, but he's not going to the same school as Megan. So imagine that. Megan cannot see her boyfriend anymore. Hopefully, when this ban is ended, ban? What am I saying? This quarantine is ended, then she can go see him during the summer. But imagine, there's like some people out there who are dating and they miss their partner and they can't see them. And that's so sad. I know if I had someone that I was dating and I couldn't see them for more than a month, I'd probably go crazy and insane. But that's that. Well, I'm really scared that my mom or sister is gonna come in and catch me talking to my phone. It's like kind of silly. I want this to be a little secret, just me and whoever's listening. This is just for me to rant. And this is only my first episode. Just wanted to get something in before I go to sleep tonight. Tomorrow or whenever I'm filming next, I'll probably write down things, my thoughts and ideas that I want to talk about because this was really messy and I talked about probably five different topics today. But I just wanted a feel for what I'm going to be doing for the next few days, next few weeks. I don't know. Something to keep me active. Well, not active because I'm really just sitting in my closet talking to a phone, but keeps me doing something. I'll update you guys on what I'm doing during the quarantine. Feel free to let me know if you have anything you need to talk about, and I'll give you some advice. And I'll see you guys later. Thank you for coming to talk together, and hopefully you can come back another day. Love you. Bye.